The city of Dallas is already recognized as one of the nation's top cities for alternative fuel use in its fleet. Now the city is taking another big step for air quality with new biodiesel technology. Hello and thanks for listening. I'm Russ Ray. The city of Dallas is the first fleet in the nation to utilize a new biodiesel additive that reduces nitrogen oxides, or NOx emissions, which is one of the primary causes of ozone pollution. The biodiesel additive from Oryx Energy recently received approval from the state of Texas.
We're pleased to have join us Ramiro Lopez, who oversees the City of Dallas's Fuel and Environmental Services for the Department of Equipment and Building Services. Ramiro, thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you.
Now, tell us why the City of Dallas decided to utilize this new fuel.
We are always looking, of course, across the horizon to see what's coming and also see how quickly can we implement and do our part. In the past, we had used biodiesel, and we had actually had been at the forefront of using biodiesel back in 2002. But due to regulations, and us wanting, and of course we would want to be in compliance with any type of regulation, we had stopped using biodiesel. But we were waiting for the opportunity to reintroduce it into our fleet, and the opportunity came when TCEQ approved an additive that would reduce NOx. And of course, that would be the Oryx additive.
Now, why is NOx so important?
We are in the non-attainment area, and we're trying to come into attainment by reducing the NOx that's in the region. So that's why NOx is very important, and being able to reduce it. And not only NOx in itself, of course, that's our number one priority. But we also want to reduce other emissions, which biodiesel and combined with this additive allows us to not only reduce emissions that we would normally reduce by using biodiesel, but with the additive, we're getting even a decrease further decrease in those emissions.
Now, you are the first fleet to utilize this particular biodiesel technology using this particular additive. Do you hope to set an example, maybe to encourage other fleets to do something similar?
Of course, what helps us and is the fact that we have a very supportive city management, and you know, our city manager and also our city council are very much committed to reducing emissions and improving air quality in the area. So that also helps, and plus, again, as you had stated, I'm hoping that other, and not only municipalities, but other agencies will see that see this as an opportunity to also do their part.
What types of vehicles will you be fueling with this particular biodiesel blend?
You'll have sanitation trucks. You will have utility trucks, dump trucks, and some type of construction equipment. So it runs the full range of different types of diesel equipment. Well, we're looking at around 350 so pieces of equipment, and of course that's just the start. I'm actually now looking at what other fueling areas we can introduce it to also and expand the use of biodiesel.
How much difference can this program make on the area's air quality?
If we look at percentages, that we can say we can use percentages of anywhere between 15 to 20% is what we're going to be reducing emissions. However, in addition to not only introducing biodiesel with the additive, with the TCEQ-approved additive, as we have already established a baseline of what the emissions are already for that equipment that's going to be using it, our plan is to go in within a couple of months once we're completely up to the B20 level and start measuring the emissions. And then we'll be able to get a real clear picture of how much we're reducing them by, and we'll be able to provide that information to the public and other agencies.
Being a government fleet, I imagine cost is an important consideration. Is this a cost-effective solution?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you look at biodiesel and the fact that you've got an additive that also meets the regulatory requirements, It's actually a no-brainer for us because it's a drop-in fuel. We don't have to modify anything. You don't have to have retrofits on equipment. You don't have to have retrofits on your tank. You use what you have in place, and you'll quickly start realizing emission reductions.
We appreciate your time today. Ramiro Lopez from the City of Dallas, thanks again.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. I'm Russ Ray.